Okay, Mishnah Beis, at last. We're up to, in my print, page Reish Dalet, and your print approximately Reish Yud Gimel. Reish Yud Beis, I'm close. I'm Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Second Mishnah, actually, Bryson, Perek Vav. B'chol yom v'yom basko yotzeis mehar chayrev, something appropriate to learn on Erev Shavuos. On every day, a baskel goes out from Har Chayrev, which Reb Chaim Volozhin says is synonymous with Har Sinai. I believe the Ramban Chumash said that Har Chayrev is across the street from Har Sinai. It's the mountain across. But anyway, he learns, as most do, that Har Chayrev is Har Sinai. A baskel goes out of Mechrezes Vaymeres Oilehem Lebriyais Mi Albaina Shal Taira. A woe to through human beings, it's not only Jews, for the Bezayin HaTorah, Shekomi Shein Eisei B'Torah Nikra Nozov. Someone who is not Eisei B'Torah is called someone who is the subject of God's anger. Shenemar, now the Pasuk doesn't seem to fit well. The Pasuk says, Nezem Zov Ba'af Chazir, a gold nose ring in the nose of a Chazir is like Isha Yofa V'Saras Tam, like a beautiful woman who has bad, who behaves poorly. So too, the beauty is placed onto a creature that has no appreciation for it. So of course, the Nimshal is the Torah, which is given to human beings, and the human being doesn't appreciate it. It's like a chazir wearing a nezem zav, and of course, Reb Chaim Volozhin will explain that. Vayimer, and it says also, haluchas v'asi alikim heima, Luchas were God's handiwork, v'amichtav, michtav elikim hu. And in the second Luchas, where the Luchas themselves were fashioned by Moshe Rabbeinu, nevertheless, the words were were God's michtav, chorus ala Luchas, engraved on the Luchas, tikva chorus ala chayrus. Don't call it chorus ala chayrus, shein lecha ben chayrin, ela misha isik v'tam ha'tayra. Free person is someone who is Isaac in Talmud Torah. V'chol misha isik v'tam ha'tayra, harizem is'alash, and emar. Someone who is Isaac in Torah is uplifted, as it says, Mimatono Nachliel. The travelings of Klal Yisrael are a marshal. Mimatono from Torah, which is given as a gift, Nachliel, it becomes God, the human being's Nachla, inheritance from God, and Nachliel Bamais, and from that it goes up to a high point. Alright, so again, this whole parak talks about Kovod HaTorah, and let's see how it's explained underneath. Rabbi Yehoshua Balev, V'chol Yom V'yom Baskel Yotzes Mehar Chayrev. Kiyomru Chazal, Hei Shem Es Yeshlai, the mountain has five names, Amr Bavao, Har Sinai Shemai, V'lom Nikra Shemai Har Chayrev, Sheyarda Churba Alayv Degelilim Bizmah Matan Torah, Ashali Ratzu Lekavel, came a destruction upon the nations of the world who refused to accept the Torah, Ken Koshken Chas V'Sholom, K'she'en Yisrael Mekayim Mashe Kiblu, and certainly, God forbid, Jews, if we're not Mekayim, what we were Mekabel, Chayin Omar, Kan Mehar Chayrev. Rav Schwab explains this in an interesting way. He says, to answer, there are a number of famous questions on the idea that HaKadosh Baruch Hu went to the nations of the world and asked them to accept the Torah, and one nation said, Ritzicha is our, we can't accept Leisirtzach, one can't accept Leisignai, but one can't accept Leisinav. And there are a number of famous questions. First of all, that they're obligated in these three anyhow, because even B'nai Noach are obligated in not killing etc. So what does it help not to be Mekabel the Torah if that's their obligation in any event? The idea that Rav Schwab writes is the following. Another question is that Atav Achartonu Mikolo Amim, we say on Yomim Yitayvim, and God didn't choose us, we chose God. God tried to sell it, like no one wanted to buy. He went from person to person, no one wants to buy, and finally the Jews bought it. So what are you saying? Atav Achartonu, we chose God, not that God chose us. So Rav Schwab says the following. He says that God chose Klal Yisrael, only the Tariq mitzvahs for Klal Yisrael, the seven mitzvahs for the Bnei Noach. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu made his Matan Torah to Klal Yisrael on Tariq mitzvahs, he invited the nations of the world to be mekabel the sheva mitzvahs at Har Sinai. In other words, not that he offered them tariag mitzvahs. It was a shame sheva mitzvahs in which they're obligated anyway. But he offered that they should accept that at Har Sinai as well.
If they accept that, they become Hasidim Asylum.
If they accept that, they have Ilam Abba and Hasidim Asylum.
They accept it because they got Moshe Har Sinai.
Okay.
That's very good.
Good. The Ger Toshav is one who accepts it with a Kabbalah. Ger Toshav is a Ger who's Mekabel Sheva Mitzvahs. Why is he called a Ger? Because in a sense, he's like Klal Yisrael. He was Mekabel on himself to do the Sheva Mitzvahs. So Rashad's point is that it's different when you're Mekabel and different when it's thrust upon you. The rules are different, the attitude is different, the expectations are different. And the nations of the world refuse to accept whatever it is that they're obligated in any event. So that was the churva la'olam. Otherwise it wouldn't make sense to say that God said, do you want tariq mitzvahs? They said, no, thank you. So why is that a churva? Why is that a destruction to the nations? If you don't have to, so that shouldn't bring a churban to them. But this is the idea. The idea is that they didn't accept even that which they're obligated in. They didn't want to do it willingly. The nation of the world, and Klal Yisrael accepted.
How did that come about that they were asked? Who asked who? I mean, the president of Russia?
It's true. The nations of the world, the individual people, have a right to accept. And therefore they're Ger Toshav. On the whole, the nations of the world rejected the idea. Kriyas Yam Suf was clear to the world, and even Matan Torah to a certain degree was. And Yisrael came running, but there weren't many that came.
Nowadays were the ones who originally wanted to accept it. But,
Rizal says that the Gerim are the ones who voted to accept it, and the Shamas were given the choice.
The
Rambam says that. Wait, Martin the Bukhari. Maybe. In the letter?
In the letter, the Shamas there.
Okay. All right, so at any rate, let's see how he explains as follows. Vihine. B'dayreinu zeh. Now here, let's try to understand what he's saying. Rav ha-hamoim parshim in ha-tayra adei tainis tirdas ha-parnasa. Most people are parshim tayra because they say we're busy with parnasa. Well, why that should be the problem today, you know. Today, people are busy with the tirdas of relaxation. and other distractions. Avol be'em, except for the accountants this time of the year. Avol be'em es haloize hoya gam tainis oivdei galilim beis matan Torah. That was really the essence of the tain of the Umasayilim. Shalai kibbo as ha-Torah, yanki yoizem es nagedes le-parnos osam. Es ritzicho kedayim. It was misnagid to their parnosam. Gneiva, I guess, is a parnosa too. Ritzicho. Kamo shamru b'midrashim. And kek shisrael onu v'omru. Pe'echo nasa v'nishma. Hey, kiblu afim tazik lehem leparnasa. Klal Yisrael accepted the Torah, even if it'll affect their parnasa negatively. Kich ech yazvu hamitzvah yesi gedel neged kula b'shvil haparnasa lechen koru chayrei b'kan. And that is this idea. Now, so therefore, it's the distractions are b'zayin to Klal Yisrael. Now he explains me, al bani shal Torah, kol mi she'es b'Torah nikra nazov, shnemer nezek zav, Hakavana. Kama im ish b'liyal, yivayish ich shchocham v'tzadik. If a person who is dishonest will embarrass a righteous person, a wise person, v'yikroi seganiv roitzeach b'fnei akol, in front of everyone he calls them names. Avki ha'moin kulam yakiru v'yeinu kishekir ona b'hachocham. Even though everyone realizes that it's baloney, v'hachocham gam kan yedei ha'shem ish yamin la b'liyal, and he realizes that no one is going to accept the words of this person. He's making here a deep idea. He's saying, if you mevayish someone, and the person is not nizbayish, because the setting is such that he won't be mevayish. You call him a ganav in a case where everyone knows he's not a ganav, and everyone knows that the person saying it. So he says, is the person excused for his behavior because there's no result? Certainly not. It's a bizayin to abandon the Torah that was given to us. It's a einish to the one who does it, v'nikri nozuf. But the Torah is not damaged. So, shamar me'al bainish al Torah, shakal, ratzalim, and nikri al bain, shadikri nozuf. It's a bizarre, not that the Torah is missing anything, but that the one who does it is called one who has evoked HaKadosh Baruch Hu's anger. So this is the idea of Obay Nishot Torah. Now, what's known is the idea that this Paschal, which goes out every day, is not heard audibly to anybody's ears. I've seen them have a story with one of their rabbis that someone said, no one hears it. And he said, what? What are you talking about? Nobody hears it? He's like, it's... whether he hears it or not, I don't know, but he made a powerful impression on the chassidim. But the idea is that that in a person's neshama, there's a certain sense. A person has a sense of klaisos makabel l'tayra, is a certain sense of tayra. Chazaynish, in his Emunah B'Tochen, in one of his most, not well known, because people like the story part better, but in one of his most powerful ideas, he writes it in Perek Dalet, that there are people that work on midas, and the midas one at a time. So they lie, they work on not lying, get angry, work on not getting angry, they're jealous, they work on not being jealous. And that's their way of dealing with Sifrei Musar. So Sifrei Musar work he refers to a Sefer HaMidas. I don't think there's a specific Sefer. I think he means the Svarim on Musar. They deal with it that way. He says sometimes a doctor, someone sick, has to deal with the particular problem that he has. However, he says it's not really the way to do it. He has what you would call a universal theory that all midas are tied to one idea. He writes very powerfully in Perek Dalet, Gimel or so. He writes in a very powerful way that the ideal way of working on midas is to see the Kabbalah Satira, the life of Torah, the Aura of Torah, as a person's calling, as a person's job, as a person's the expectations of a person. If a person sees a certain elevated existence as being his tayelas, his purpose, so it's sort of a wholesale way of dealing with midas. A person steps up and deals with it in a powerful way, and he's able to work on all his midas simultaneously. He doesn't have to deal with each one at a time. And he talks about Gnevis Das and lying. He talks about lying in a very, very strong way. How lying, even if it heals, even if it doesn't do harm, you're not allowed to lie. Most Paiskim don't agree with that. Most Paiskim hold that lying is not usur if it doesn't hurt anyone. Quinta Chazaynish, if someone says, how are you feeling? And you say, fine, and you don't feel fine, that's chsar in the midas of a person. I don't know. I'm not ready to give everyone a rundown of my personal state, but so I don't know. So how do you do it? Someone says, how are you feeling? Say Baruch Hashem. Yeah, that's a good idea. Say Baruch Hashem. God is blessed. Okay. What? How many hours he had? Okay. Say so you don't want to know. Okay. So at any rate, this is the idea. The idea of Elbaina Shel Torah is this idea. The idea of why do people struggle in retail one thing at a time when you can do it in one wholesale, vision, which really lifts a person up much more than the constant struggles. It's a hard thing. It's the way we try to do things in yeshiva. And the thing in yeshiva today is the internet. There's no question. In homes with unfiltered internet, I estimate 95% of the boys see filth as nus. I used to think there was some, then I thought maybe half, but I think it's just about everybody. There are yechidim who don't. And there are boys, I'm talking about boys in their 20s, who beg me to call their parents. Their parents say, need a filter? I don't need a filter. And, that's really the struggle. And to struggle with a natural Yetzirah one minute at a time is a very hard thing. How do you do it? The only way that I could see that somebody can, either a person can just break the computer, or he can see himself as a different person. If he sees himself as an elevated person, then a person can do it in a wholesale way. Otherwise, if you struggle every day, so even if you succeed the 30 days in a row, you're still struggling on day 31. And it's just a constant struggle. If you do it in a wholesale way, then it's a different story. So, at any rate, that's the idea of Galba Yishal Tayram. He explains it further. He says, "Oy, Yoimar Nezem Zav, K'maysar shenosam bitai l'kifri. That's really a marshal of what the Chazaynish is writing. You'll see. Like a sar who gave his daughter to a farmer. Okay, shetim shalbai. Now, you know, either the farmer will convince his daughter to wear a straw hat, or the daughter will convince the farmer to be a member of royalty. So the idea of the king is kadesh shetim shalbai, that she should run the house. V'hu batua b'roiv sichla, and he's sure that she's intelligent enough, shetito oisei l'chasisei gedula b'yeser seis, that she'll turn him to ideas of royalty in a wonderful way. V'yelo hakavit kilu hayabaylo sar miyayim yivaldai, and he'll come across as a member of the royal family. Now she has to run the house. That which the malachim desired to a human being, a little farmer. This is what Chazaynish is saying. It's really worth studying. That the idea is to be in his nismashal a royal person, somebody above the malachim, and then each petty struggle is not a struggle. It's like the nose ring on the chazir who uses it to dig into the garbage dump. So this is the idea. The idea is the albayna shel Torah is not just a simple pshat that a person should learn. A person is supposed to learn because God said you have to learn. It's an idea of a person becoming a different person. The truth is, every frum yid does it to a certain degree. You know, if you stand at King's Highway at the train station in the morning at 8 o'clock or 8:30, you see the hordes of human beings rushing to catch a train. There's a difference. The firm people that are there have already done something today. They've already davened. Many of them have learned to daf. They've put in a lot of work and they're running. Somebody who has no obligations, he may have gotten up early, he may not. He may have rolled out of bed 10 minutes ago and now he's running to the train. It's just a different existence on every level. So the idea is to understand this idea of albayna shel Torah, that a person should lift himself up to be a higher person. If you're a higher person, you don't have to struggle with each step, with each point, with each nekuda. Let's do one more paragraph. Hinei nasa Hashem la'adam seichel. Why did God give you brains? L'man yaskal v'tayra, l'vavi la'kein le'chashev. And the heart pulls a person away. Like a person who takes a nose ring. That he was honored by a great man with. And a person becomes wise from Torah. All the chaps of a person, the tricks of a person, should be in answering a shvera taisvus. In the previously he described the nezem as the Torah. Now he's describing the nezem as the Jewish brains. I guess the chazir could dig better with a nose ring than with his own nose. So we see Yidden, using the wisdom, the Jewish wisdom, for things that are improper. It's a double chesaron. It's not only that he's doing things improperly, but what's he doing? He's taking God's gift and using it for that.